The death of this talented young man hit me with the force of a catapulted stone when I heard. The circumstances surrounding his death are even another sad feeling entirely. In a society where every youth, no matter your background, is privileged to attain any level of success as long as the channel is legal, the likes of this promising, innocent young man are everywhere waiting to be lifted by someone already ahead of them and on top. Late Mobad. The likes of Don Jazzy and Alamide have helped to lift a lot of these talents. Asake, the new wave and global phenomenon, is a product of Alamide. Even the rascally Portable also got his place on the scene as lifted by Alamide. So, we could say it was just normal for Mobad to be lifted by a promoter. Our talents will continue to need the ones ahead of them, but we don't want them settled in the hands of inhumane, shady, and very insane promoters. We don't ever want our talents to be enslaved, victimized, frustrated, and led to untimely death by thugs and hooligans. For these gifted youth making us proud globally, we don't want our leaders to look away when they are on heat and to show up only when they are dead. Late Mobad. Mobad's death is painful to bear, and until the citizenry's demand for hashtag justice for Mobad is met, the pain will only spread. The perpetrators of this act must be brought to book. If not, I don't see the Nigerian youth letting things lie.